The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Nev Thelian.
So you are all in the vestibule, the entrance to the barracks area, in the second level of Nev Thelian. Ice on the floor, Sader that just ran away, a Kellen that just got blasted back from the door by something.
You got any heals left?
With a Z.
homie. Because I'd like to try something, and I have a feeling that the mystical god that looks over us will punish me for trying. But I'm going to try.
I believe you guys haven't actually got in a long rest.
No. We haven't. We got a short one in.
Or sorry, I meant you did get a short rest in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did we really?
Because I've got a spell slot marked off from recovery.
Okay, well, I have Alec and Kellen both still at pretty low health, so I don't know if they rolled hit dice.
Yeah, because I've got 52.
Well, I'll just
stop you here.
Like 18 a minute ago, so.
I have you at 21. Is that wrong?
No, that's what I've got.
Okay.
But like I said, I think you hit me with like 16 or 17 coming off the door.
Mark off, but I used 3 hit die.
It was 24 from the door.
So yeah, I mean.
What's everybody else's health at?
I'm fine.
Well.
I'm one below max now that I used a hit die.
Can I, if he does me another 24, I'm going to need some healing. Do you have any heals left?
Yeah, I've got.
Okay.
I got plenty of spells left. I'm trying to figure out what the best one to use. What to be.
While you're working on that, there's still a keyhole in the door, right? In this door. There's a spot where you put the thing, right?
Which door are we talking about? The big
door that just zapped the shit out of my balls.
Okay. There is an indentation in it for an amulet. Or at least the one you have fits, but nothing happened.
Right. And then I tried knock, which is when I got my ass blown up.
Correct.
I'd like to try my mystery key, please.
Well, you can hold it up to the indentation, but there's no keyhole to put it in. You just sort of hold it there, and nothing happens.
I stick it in the indentation and wiggle it around. I want my 5% chance to open your door.
You look like an idiot for a little bit, and then nothing happens.
So he's not even going to give the 5% chance that I can open the next level when we're totally unprepared. Bastard.
There's no keyhole. It's not a lock, per se.
Is it locked? Knock worked.
Did it, though?
Yeah. Knock worked on the first door. That's why I tried it on the next door.
Mm.
Your world, man. You're the one who's going to have to write the errata on it when you publish your campaign of why knock and mystery keys don't work on the third door.
Well, the first one wasn't mystically locked.
Was it?
No.
How do you know?
Because the wards were breached. That was in the journal. They breached the first wards.
She said they didn't know how they got down there. I don't know necessarily. I think the door was opened.
She said the first gates fell.
See, if you're walking out with 3 amulets, I don't know why you don't turn around and close that last door.
We don't have an amulet for that door.
Right. I know that, but what I'm saying is, how did they would have closed it?
Quote, he tells me the main gate has already fallen and they are moving through the barracks. How? How did they get in?
Mm-hmm. I don't think it was broken. I think it was sealed. Which means knock did.
Well, you've used knock on 2 different doors and they behaved differently. That should tell you something.
Then my mystery key has a 5% chance of opening the door. That's what it tells me.
Well, there is still a good deal of this barracks you've not looked at. Do you want to look at it further or what do you want to do?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go through, or I'll head through the right first right there.
I'll let someone else go first.
We've let's clarify. So the map we're looking at, we're still up as north, still north, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Or we'll call it north. We've already done everything west of this
room. Yeah, this literally, like, this whole all bit to the east we've not done.
That's there's right. a jail only, and a storeroom over there.
That's the only bit that we haven't covered.
I'll also head east and drag Claw along with me. Or should we just party it?
Well, I'm assuming that Kellen and Inari are still coming. They're just not in the
front. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Nope, we can get out. You got the amulet? Seal him in.
I wanted to go to that first right.
That's where you came from.
Craig was useless. Oh, is that where you came from?
Down this way? That's where you came from.
Yeah, okay. There were the doors down that way, too.
Not in that hallway, specifically.
not in that hallway specific, but there were doors.
There are doors on the southern part where you were fighting where the murder holes were and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well,
there's also a door here now, just a little bit to your north. There's a big double door. A little bit further along, there's a single door, which...
In that case, we haven't gone then up right across from where we came in, then, did we?
No, we have not.
No, correct.
So let's do that.
Let's go further north up that hallway.
Yeah.
That we originally came up.
Okay, sure.
You can ping it with your mouse, too.
Oh, that's true.
Show them where you want to go.
Yeah, sure.
Whoop.
That's the direction, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'll just quickly show you. Basically, you walk up that hallway, and you realize that you come to the other end of this U-shaped bend that is over top of the hallway below with all of the arrow slits and murder holes.
So it would have been murder raining from above the entire way.
There are murder holes. There are arrow slits, just like all the other ones, except that this is on the opposite side of the...
How many locks do you have on your door at home?
I'm not giving away personal information on the podcast. Not more than I already have.
Move me to the left.
The hallway ends down there, presumably right above just where that big door is.
All right.
If we were to follow that hallway all the way around, is it just going to be all the same, or is there anything interesting along the way? Is it just going to be murder holes after murder holes after murder holes?
Well, it all was on the south side. You have no reason to suspect otherwise. You do know that you turned a couple skeletons that ran away that you haven't seen recently. They're in here somewhere.
So we need to clear the area still.
Yeah. They're not worth
it. Are those
that
on this level or the level below?
That was on this level. You turned undead and some of them ran away and you haven't seen them since.
Sure.
I think that's what got Craig to start running down that tunnel.
All right. Yeah, I'll just go back down and report that's what I've seen.
Cool.
Let's knock on that door.
You want to actually knock on it?
No. No, I just want to open it.
Okay.
Use the hammer.
Just bust the door down.
Knock, knock, motherfucker. Smash it on its hinges like goddamn SWAT team.
Oh, Dave, I don't know if you need it or not, but after leveling up, my passive perception is 17 now.
Okay.
Is he going to apply all the things that we've leveled up to?
Huh?
Like,
You leveled up during the short rest.
Okay, so... I have extra spell slots and shit available.
You get
then.
Whatever spell slot you got from leveling, you have available. Cool. You didn't get back any other spent slots.
Sure.
Yeah.
But like the spells I learned are now in my repertoire. Not that I could cast them anyway because they're not prepared, but
right.
They're there.
Yes.
Oh, no, not yet.
Surprised gasp. Okay. So Rook opens the door, one of the double doors to the north. Inside. You see what looks to be like just a small desk opposite the door immediately with a chair behind it. There's like a dining room sized table on the left with six chairs. And on the right side of the room, there's some bookshelves. There is a lamp sitting on the table that is lit with the same, what's it called? Ever burning.
Continual flame.
Continual flame. Yes.
I'm going to take the lamp.
Okay. You have a lamp of continual flame.
Yes. I'm going to check out the desk.
Okay. It appears to have been long since ransacked. It's empty drawers.
Okay.
What is that off to the right?
Oh, sorry. Also, at the other side of the room, behind the desk, there is a large vault door.
Ooh.
Now use your key, whiny bitch.
Key has a 5% chance.
Are we playing Fallout?
You have knock.
That's what I'm saying. I'm looking to see if I still got it.
We'll try the vault door without any gimmicks.
Okay. Who is trying it?
I'll try it.
Someone with more hit points than 21, I think.
How about I check it for traps?
I was going to...
Pussy.
Is Wand of Secrets just secret doors, or is it traps, too?
I think it's...
It's hidden.
Traps in hidden compartments, I believe.
Traps in hidden compartments. Okay.
So, theoretically, if it was trapped mechanically, you might be able to see it. That's a good roll. Good first roll.
That's a 9 for perception.
I mean,
looks clean.
Looks good to you.
Yeah. Go for it.
All right.
So. I will cast detect magic.
Okay. Remind me what thickness of stuff it penetrates, because I believe there's a, like, is it 1 foot of?
Blocked by 1 foot of stone, 1 inch of common metal, a thin sheet of lead, or 3 feet of wood.
Okay.
This is Dave. It's like a 4 foot thick vault door.
It is a thick vault door, so you don't detect anything beyond it, and the walls are also very thick. However, the door itself is not magical.
Okay.
Okay.
Good to know.
That's the most...
Yeah. Sir?
I will try to
open the door. You don't detect any magical traps on it either.
Do I need to roll?
Yes, indeed. It doesn't happen by you staring at it.
That looks like another good roll.
Yeah, that's a powerful 7 there.
All right. What if you add proficiency and... Well, you get double proficiency and...
now we're double digits.
Why do I get double proficiency?
Because you're an artificer.
You have expertise in thieves' tools.
I think every tool.
Oh. Yeah.
Every tool you're proficient with.
Yeah, okay. Double proficiency in any tool I'm proficient with. I do, yeah.
Plus dexterity.
Okay. Well, in that case...
That knock you back down to singles? I don't know how dexterous you are.
He is a giant metal man, so I mean... Tin Man in Oz wasn't exactly the most dexterous thing.
He just needed some oil.
So that's a plus 9, making that a 16.
Okay. You try some of the usual tricks on it that you've known to work on a lot of different doors, and they come back not sufficient. As you think you move like a few of the pieces around, but... the lock is a little trickier than that. So.
What kind of lock is it? Is it combination? Is it...
It is... Make a history check.
Did you try 1, 2, 3, 4? That's the combination on my luggage!
22.
It's a fairly complicated looking dwarvish mechanism.
Fuck it, I'll try and open it.
Can I give him aid on his roll after having tried it myself?
Sure, you don't have any pressure on you right now, so yeah, sure.
I'll sit at the table over there with my feet up watching them.
23.
Okay. You try a few different things that Rook did not, and you feel like you get further, but it's still not enough to crack it open. It's a well-made, solid door.
Give it a try, Kellen.
And given the materials it's made of, the age hasn't really done anything to it.
Uh-huh.
This is a metal door?
Yes.
Okay.
Anything from you?
No, I'm trying to find something fun, but...
I'm going
to
be really annoyed when there's just a bunch of paperwork behind this damn thing. Okay.
But what does Nock do?
Opens the door.
Why don't you just fucking do that?
Because they wanted to stretch their peens here.
Well, we're trying to keep you from using up all your resources.
You can try the key.
No. I go over there. Open sesame. I cast knock.
Oh, okay. You hear a whole bunch of as the door unlocks itself.
Okay, I'm just curious what the DC was.
Higher than that.
Yeah.
After you.
Take a peek inside.
All right, make a strength check.
It's a big door. I'm not going to move it.
I'll help.
Okay, go ahead. So advantage.
That's a 1 from here, so please roll again. That's a 15.
Okay. You are able to grab hold of it, lean back, and after a few seconds of yanking, pull it open wide enough to walk in. And inside, there's quite a few things. I'll go from right to left, shall I? So it's about a 20 by 40 foot room-ish. And on the right, far side, is a small round table, which there's nothing on it, but it's made of nice wood and it has silver like tracery carved into it. There's a random crate sitting next to it. When you walk in, you're standing on top of like a 15 foot diameter large carpet that's made of really fine fabrics and has like a lion rampant crest sewn into it. There's a long oblong table, like boardroom style, that's like 15 feet long. And sitting on top of it is a shiny looking sword, and as well as a staff.
So there's an oblong table.
Yeah, so there's a long table. There is an open small little chest with some gold in it. There's a great sword sitting on the table, as well as a staff with a oddly cut gem in the top. There's behind the table, there's a slew of barrels and sacks and crates. And on the far bottom left of the chamber is another larger chest, more like a trunk.
if I start walking into the room
and
things that are magical?
Because you still have the spell going. Yes, yes, you do. And also sitting on the table is a document.
I don't care about your documents. Give us the magic items.
Maybe it's a magical document.
Nope, Inari's going for the document.
Okay. believe it or not, I'm not going to hand you something.
Oh.
But you go and pick it up, and it looks to be just a straight-up list of confiscated items. So, like, this is the stuff that all the guards seized from people trying to smuggle stuff in or out or from, you know, for various reasons.
Nice. We found the contraband.
Where are the drugs?
Does the list seem to match the items in the room?
Predominantly. Yeah.
Okay.
If you're looking, well, I guess you can't look over Inari's shoulder. If you, like, jump up and down and look at the list that Inari's holding, you do spot some opium listed on that.
Kellen becomes a drug dealer. Neftelian Breaking Bad edition.
Weren't we just trying to bust somebody for being a drug dealer?
No, we were just trying to hold it over their head.
Hey there, true neutral.
Same difference.
Let's see, you're the only one who has a god to answer to, priest.
I've got a god.
I will.
Do they have you?
On my good days.
I'm going to examine the staff and the sword as an artificer.
Sure.
See if there's any special qualities to them.
Make an arcana check. Troy, you get an enchantment aura off of the staff and evocation off the sword.
Okay.
Ooh.
What's the like red splotchy bit next to the document?
That's a small chest that's got like a jewelry-sized chest, maybe about a foot long. And it just has a whole bunch of coin in it.
What am I getting proficiency advantage on?
Arcana? Just your regular Arcana check.
Arcana.
The chest has 36 platinum in it.
Holy shit. Nice.
15 for the Arcana roll.
The greatsword you recognize right straight off as very common enchantment of that just enhances the greatsword, i.e. plus one. The staff, you don't recognize off the top of your head.
Okay.
If you wanted to spend time to identify it via spell or a short rest, you could do that.
Sorry, fun.
Anyone else want to look at anything specific?
We'll walk over to the chest.
One in the corner?
Bottom left corner, yeah.
Okay. Big, well-made, got some carving on the top. You try and open it, and it is locked. Does not have a magical aura on it.
Do I sense magic in it?
It's probably not a foot thick, so.
I know.
Well, it holds one small magical item in the middle.
I will try and pick the lock on the chest.
Okay. Go ahead and make a roll.
22.
Pick it, tumbler.
Okay. You feel the lock spring open, but you also need to make a save.
What kind of save?
A constitution save, as you feel something within the mechanism come out and prick your finger.
Should have used Wand of Secrets. So what do I add to that?
It's a con save.
Yeah, it's a...
So just con bonus?
No. Right now, it shows ability scores, and then below that it says saving throws.
Oh, I see it. Okay, got it. That's even better. 22.
Okay. You take 11 points of poison damage, but you are able to resist the broader effect that would leave you poisoned for an hour normally.
Yeah, I was saying, I'm pretty sure I have resistance or immunity to poison, at least one of them.
So it's full of the good stuff then?
Maybe.
Oh, because you're Warforged.
Right.
Yeah, double check that. Let me know. however... As Rook is cursing and waving his hand in pain, presumably, we'll find out, the lid of the trunk flips back, and you see a pile of gold coins in it.
Oh.
I have advantage on saving throws against poise being poisoned and resistance to poison damage.
Okay, well then roll... Well, you already made the save, so it wouldn't have made a difference.
Yeah.
So you take half. 6 damage.
You're going to take half the damage, yeah. So.
Okay. Or 5 damage.
No. It doesn't reduce the damage. It just keeps him from being poisoned for an hour.
No, he said resistance to poison damage.
Oh, you have resistance?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, then you take 5 instead of... Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Always round down.
Yep.
I'll traipse about the room to see if anything else pings magical.
Traipse indeed. Yes. You additionally find that one of the barrels, a small like keg, more like, is also has some faint magic about it. Nothing too powerful.
I'm sorry, I missed. What was in the box I opened?
A whole bunch of gold.
Cool.
A whole bunch, like...
Do you want to spend the time and count it?
I guess not. I mean, I'll...
No, we throw it in the bag of holding.
Yeah, we'll throw it in the bag of holding.
Okay, so you have an undetermined amount of gold in a large trunk.
And the platinum, too, I assume.
Yes,
the
I got 36 that
36 platinum
down.
Is fairly nice.
What's a platinum worth versus gold?
10.
10.
10 gold.
So okay. It would have been 360 gold.
Nice.
Nice.
Are there there appear to be any kind of opening to the keg, magical keg?
Yeah.
Like a spout?
Yeah.
No, there is not a spout. It does, and if you shake it, it doesn't feel like liquid. It's lighter than that.
Okay.
It's air. It's hairlium. I have a weird question, Dave.
Yeah.
Can I lift up the rug?
Sure.
Okay.
It's a heavy rug, especially for a gnome.
Right, but there's nothing under the rug.
No. At least not under the, like, quarter of it that you can lift up with your gnome reach.
I will tick my wand of secrets.
Okay.
Just within this room.
You do not find anything okay. Other than... You find some hidden compartments in crates, and you assume that this is why they were confiscated.
Okay, I get you.
Because there were people trying to smuggle stuff in.
Anything interesting in the hidden compartments?
Yeah, that's where you find some of the opium.
Okay.
When you open it up. And when Alec opens up the keg, that's also what you find. You find opium.
Do I get that the...
It tingles with magic.
Okay. How big of a cake? Like you said, a small cake. So I didn't...
Like a foot and a half, 2 feet.
Okay.
So a personal keg.
Right.
For an evening's drink.
A hand keg. Is that what it's called?
And how full of magical heroin is it?
quite full.
Okay.
Nice.
You could roll a nature check if you like. I'd accept Arcana too, because this is a crossover of the two fields.
Check out the magical. Oh, never mind.
I mean, you're all there. You could all try and figure, you know, like try and recognize it. Although I guess Troy's the only one that knows that it's magical.
Yeah, I do not relay that it's magical heroin.
Okay, no, in which case care. Anybody else would have to roll nature.
I don't think that I would yet, because you know, sketchy people.
22 on nature.
Nat 20 plus 4.
3.
On nature.
Troy's like the cop going, this drug. Drugs are bad, okay?
And I'm here sniffing and going, yep.
Craig's like, clearly this opium is from the southern part of the continent. I believe this was...
For that, you'd be right, because it certainly doesn't grow this far north.
I did get on nature, not Arcana.
Right, okay. Even so, that's probably enough to recognize it, because apparently you know your opium pretty well, whether or not you partake or not. So both Inari and Rook recognize that it is magician's pure grade opium, which is it's pure stuff and then enchanted for further effects, which
probably registers as enchantment.
Yes. Well, I guess you both have magical backgrounds. You know that essentially, after you take a dose, before the end of the duration of that dose, you can add a d4 to an attack roll, save, or ability check, as if by the bless and guidance spells.
So it's like coke or speed.
It's opium that also makes you better at things.
Okay.
Although whether or not you are awake enough to do those things is another question.
So this is like Fear and Loathing in Neftelian then. Is that what's going on here?
We're going to load as much of that into the bag of holding as we possibly can.
We could probably fit it.
Oh,
the keg in there.
But also there is an additional effect. There's another kind of opium called Dragon's Pure Grade, which is, it's not so much magical as it is an alchemical mixture. But Magician's Pure Grade also has those same effects, which is that it suppresses the effects of disease and pain for 48 hours. And as such, the pain-dulling effects allow you to remain conscious even at zero HP.
Nice.
So now it's almost like meth. People can beat the shit out of you and you don't
Angel
even notice.
Magic drugs, fantasy drugs are more interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. You've pretty much done a really good job of accurately describing actual drugs.
You said the sword was a great sword.
Well, there's some regular opium in here, too. It's not as fancy.
The sword is a great sword?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's so great.
Super great.
Can I take a look at the staff that nobody's identified yet?
Sure.
I don't know if I want to actually use the spell identify yet, but just see if I glean anything from looking at it.
Make an arcana check.
And I'll check out the bookcase. Is there anything left on there?
Okay.
Damn it, I keep pulling it in a crack. It's not nice. No.
Just no.
I mean, I can tell it's 10.
Okay, yeah. You do not recognize the runes on it offhand.
21 on Arcana for him. For the staff.
You mean you're looking as well, or?
Yeah, I'll look at it too. And then I'll go check out the bookcase.
You're able to tell that it definitely has something to do with enchantment. And possibly specifically some sort of charm, but not anything more in detail.
Okay.
The bookcase has
been ransacked.
No, but the books are all pretty molded and or at a certain point just sort of frozen and then cracked. You can make out some of the titles on the spines, but most of the pages are beyond readable. You see a couple rare titles that even in their deteriorated condition might still fetch a nice price at a really niche auction. If you care to take them. But preserving them will be a issue.
I bet you between mending and prestidigitation, we could take care of a lot of these.
Mending would put the pages back together, but it wouldn't restore any, like, ink or...
Prestidigitation would take care of the mold. It would clean the pages. Ding. But yeah, the ink.
A single break or tear is what mending does.
Okay. Well, never mind.
So yeah, it would put the pages back together... But it wouldn't necessarily put anything back on the page.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know how much you're care about carrying weight. I've been tracking because it plugs and weights automatically.
Yep.
Is there an amount, a weight amount of this heroin?
I can help store it up my nose.
There is probably... Well, I should not say that. Okay.
It's more than a gnome could fit up its ass, but less than a Goliath.
Hey, you just wait and see.
Challenge accepted.
You have no idea how much I can shove up my ass.
Okay, so there's the hand keg of the magician's pure grade. And then you also find in one of those crate secret compartments what amounts to probably like a fourth as much of laudanum of, you know, a mixture specifically for pain relief stuff.
Okay.
And then also just as much, like a quarter keg of your fairly average, blend.
So this is like just the dried plant.
This is the, you know, you could put it in a pipe and smoke it.
Right.
Yeah.
So not that heavy.
Right. Yes.
So do you want me to look up a weight for it?
Put it in a bag of holding, you don't have to worry about how much it weighs.
Let's say that the quarter keg is a pound each, and then that the hand keg is 4.
Okay.
That might be a little high, but yeah, whatever.
Since they're dried leaves, I was going to make a reference to sprinkling a little crack on them, but I don't think that'll... Next person we fight get in trouble, just sprinkle a little crack on them. Just sprinkle a little crack on them.
Let's get the hell out of here. Open and shut case, Johnson.
Okay.
I really want to do that in a fight, though. In, we get in a bar fight, just... They were the baddies.
Are either of you, like, taking the staff?
I mean... You want to hold on to it. I feel like I may be attuned to too many things.
Well, that's, again, my other question is I don't know what of my items. I don't remember.
I think I left myself open for one. They take attunement. No, maybe just the boots are the only thing I'm attuned to. No, I bet the cloak I'm attuned to as well.
We can just put it in the bag and we can figure it out later.
I'm happy to just carry it if nobody wants to actively use either.
I will identify it. I just don't want to burn one of my last spell slots in order to do so, right, if we don't need to.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a ritual.
I guess I can cast as a ritual, can I?
Yes. It'll take like 10 minutes.
So, presumably you spend the time to look through all the rest of the stuff. Just
yeah.
Time. Yeah. So, you find a bunch of food that has been, like, freezer burned and is, you know, gone, basically. You find a couple jars of honey, which looks like it was probably just happened to be in whatever crate was confiscated, as opposed to confiscated because there was honey. Like, that's what they stacked on top of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. One of the more interesting things you come across is a single ingot of mithril. 1 pound ingot.
Bag of holding.
Yep.
Anything valuable is going in the bag of holding.
Anything not valuable is going in the bag of holding.
So can it all get stolen at once.
How much does a silver ingot weigh?
It's a 1 pound ingot.
Oh, you said that, didn't you?
A 1 pound mithril ingot.
Yeah, but how much is 1 pound of ingot? It's different than 1 pound of feathers.
If only there were a way to measure weight exactly.
I'm running out of space in the sheet for the amount of gear I'm carrying.
Yeah.
not the amount of space in the bag of holding, the space on the sheet. Yeah. The sheet.
And then there's also a good number of, like, just bolts of cloth.
Okay.
Is there anything in particular I need to do to cast, identify as a ritual?
As a ritual? It has to be prepared.
No, it has to be in your ritual or in your spell book.
I don't think it has to be
Well,
you are a wizard.
Harry.
For a cleric, at least, it has to be prepared.
I don't know. I've never really looked into ritual casting all that much, so I don't understand it.
I'll look it up. It's okay.
No, you do not need to have it prepared. Yay, wizards.
I identify the staff.
Okay. That'll take you 10 minutes and 6 seconds.
And it is?
Presumably you do that while everyone else is sorting through all the other stuff.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
It is a staff of charming.
Ooh. That's what I call my penis. Matt wasn't here.
Right, there's a reason for that.
So, while...
He doesn't like us anymore.
It requires attunement by a caster, essentially, of basically any type. While holding the staff, you can use an action to expend one of its 10 charges to cast Charm Person, Command, or Comprehend Languages from it using your spells, save DC, yeah, blah, blah. The staff can also be used as a magic quarterstaff. If you are holding the staff and fail a save against an enchantment spell that targets only you, you can turn your failed save into a successful one, like once per day. And if you succeed on a save against an enchantment spell that targets only you, with or without the staff's intervention, you can use your reaction to spend one charge from the staff and turn the spell back on the caster as if you had cast the spell.
Huh. That's pretty f***ing cool.
Regains 1d8 plus 2 charges at dawn. And, you know, as per usual with some of these sorts of things, if you use up the last charge, roll a d20.
Yep.
Yeah.
On a 1, it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Or it becomes a non-magical quarterstaff.
Yes.
I would take it, but... It might also be more useful for you. Can you cast spells? You can, can't you? Yeah, duh.
I don't have any charm spells.
But you don't need to have charm spells, do you?
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, it would allow you
have levels
more
of
flexible.
Wizard, right?
Yep.
So you could use it.
I do like the idea of Rook becoming a sex machine, but... Hello, ladies. Have you seen my staff?
Please assume the position.
A literal sex
Is there
machine.
A save for the staff, or does it go off of mine?
It goes off of yours.
Okay.
I mean, I would make use of it, but if you would...
yeah, I'll take it.
I like to imagine it's pink and covered in hearts.
Do you want to do the same thing for the sword?
Sword.
I mean, but it's a plus one greatsword.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, is that all it is?
That is all it is.
Okay.
It's nice elven
make. I'm only attuned to one item. I can use it.
I mean, I'll take the greatsword if nobody else wants
it. Actually, for flavor, because it looks this way on the map, we'll say that the sword is made out of mithril. So it weighs half as much.
Ooh. Melt it down and create something else.
Like a sword! Wait.
Like two swords. Two shorter swords.
Not so great swords.
Man, this sword isn't as great.
Two mediocre swords.
Nobody else? Does anybody else want it?
Sounds thrilled.
That would be my son throwing a temper tantrum, folks.
So no.
Okay. I can't use it.
Nope. I can't either.
All right. It's in my toolbox then.
I can try and use it.
Will the blade that's larger than you are?
I can hold it. It'd be about, like my son holding a baseball bat. Like, it's somewhat functional. Baseball bat were 5.5 feet long.
It would be like Kieran holding one of the practice swords that we used with Devin.
Yeah, close enough.
Which, Devin, if you're listening to this, thank you, by the way. That was fucking awesome.
That was cool. Super cool.
Anything else you want to do in this room?
It's not a bad option for me. It's only one attack bonus less than my hand axe. I have to drop the shield, but it's twice as many hit dice.
Fly, the winged boots do require attunement.
Yeah, I knew I had those marked. I'm also wearing a cloak that I'm pretty sure is attunement.
What kind of cloak?
The wingdings boots.
Is it cloak of...
Cloak of protection?
Cloak of protection.
Yes, it is.
Were the bolts of cloth valuable cloth at all?
Just regular stuff. Anything used else to cover up things.
Anything else of value in here worth taking?
Nothing particular jumps out to you, no.
Okay.
You guys go to the next room. We'll go see what my son's screaming about. Trying to help my wife out.
So what about the books? You said that there were a couple that were... A
couple of rare titles, yeah.
A couple of rare titles. Okay.
Yeah, if you wrap them up carefully and put them in your bag of holding so they wouldn't get further hurt, then they'd probably be worth something at auction.
I'm willing to cantrip mending to get them in a better condition for you to pack away.
Yeah, you can easily get them back to like as good a condition as you can manage.
Okay.
Can you look up the Skyblinder staff on that list to see if I'm being able to find, I can't see that it requires attunement.
Oh, that's all you need to know?
Yeah.
Okay. Which book is it in? Is it in
Xanathar's?
No.
It's in
Ravnica.
Oh wait, there it is. Yes, it does require attunement.
Son of a bitch. Okay, then I am at my limit.
What else are you attuned to?
My boots and cloak of protection.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Which are both good things.
Well, yeah.
Luckily, the greatsword does not require attunement.
Mm-hmm. But the staff does, right?
Yes. Attunement by a spellcaster.
Yeah, I thought so. I'm only attuned to one item, so I still have one slot after I attune to the staff, which I assume I can't do now.
Well, it takes an hour.
Yeah.
Since we've cleared the room, let's go ahead and move out and go. There wasn't a room across the way hall, was there?
There is another door a little further down the hallway, not directly across.
Okay. Yeah, let's... Just go to the next door.
Okay, so back in the hallway, you go east another like 25 feet or so. There's another door, which is not locked. And you swing that open to see a whole bunch of bedraggled and beat up mattresses and beds on one side of the very large room. And on the left, you see a fireplace lit with continual flame, as well as another lamp that's sitting on a table. And there's like... 5 tables on the left that look like they were some sort of mess hall, dining area, something or other. There's an actual bar in the corner. There's nothing on it, but it's there with like a liquor cabinet behind it. And so that's the whole left side of the room. The whole right side of the room is about 20 beds that are in various states of disrepair. And ice covers a good deal of the floor on the right side.
Is that a doorway or just a cutout in the bottom?
There is another door directly opposite the one you came in on the south side that probably leads back into the corridor you came in with the murder holes and the arrow slits. Mm. If you want to go across and check, yes, that's where it leads.
Okay.
I'm going to take this lamp too.
Okay. Now you have 2 lamps of continual flame.
Excellent. All right. Well, since there's really nothing...
Sure. If you investigate the bar, you find a few shattered bottles, nothing, no liquid left there anymore. And
these items of note that are on the fireplace here?
There's an old cracked mug. There's a dagger there that doesn't seem like anything special. It's just a random dagger. A mug. Did I say a mug already?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. I'll toss the mattresses to see if there's anything underneath any of them.
Okay. I just happen to have a chance cube here. Fudge dice. Oh my. Let's see. You find an ancient and kind of rusted, but also frozen looking flask, like steel flask, okay, underneath one of the mattresses. And if you unscrew the cap and look inside, you see an amber-looking block of ice.
Okay, I'll take it.
So it's quite possible you just found 900-year-old whiskey.
Awesome.
Ooh. I'm going to go set it over near the flame, the fireplace, let it warm up.
Well, as an artificer, you know that continual flame does not emit heat.
Oh, well, never mind.
If you want to light an actual fire.
Gotcha.
Sure. Oh, so it's continual fire in the fireplace as well?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess that makes sense.
I'll just store it for the moment. So no elvish porno mags under any of the mattresses?
No.
Okay.
So if we go back out into the hall.
To the north?
Yes.
Can we just say we take the dagger? Because I don't know. I feel like Dave just kind of skipped over that conveniently.
You are welcome to take the dagger.
Sure. You got that one?
Yep.
Okay.
I've been writing everything down. I've got it split up.
Okay. I'm assuming, was there a door back out to the south to that original?
Yeah, he said it goes back to the hall, to the hallway.
I assumed.
Yep. So if you go back into the hallway to the north, there's yet another door about 30 feet down. And inside that, you find another
Another sort of
barracks room.
Sorry.
With not quite as many beds. There are some fairly obvious, in the ice, there are some drag marks that looks like a bunch of furniture was rearranged or dragged around.
Mm-hmm.
So this room is fairly empty.
Okay.
But there's, nine beds in here. Some of them missing the mattresses, some ice in the corner. And there's once again a door up at the top, which probably leads out to the outer ring.
So while I, Craig the player, don't expect to find anything under another mattress in this room, I feel like Rook has got his hopes up after finding something under a mattress in the lodge. So he's going to toss the mattresses in here as well.
Okay.
Wow. It's another 4. Was it a 4?
This is a fudge die.
Oh, it's just a plus and a minus?
And a blank.
Hmm. Okay. I don't know what those mean.
So my son apparently yesterday, Berger asked him who his best friend was, and he said Cody, and we thought he meant somebody in his class, but there's no one named Cody in his class.
Did he mean you?
I believe so, yes.
Aww.
So.
Not you, Schroeder. Don't get your hopes up.
Although you did see when Troy walked in, he did say, Cody's here. So it may be Cody Schroeder.
Or maybe he thinks I'm Cody.
Or maybe all adults are Cody.
Could be. All bearded masculine guys who enter this house are Cody's. Except for Cody Schroeder, ironically.
No, because he's neither bearded nor masculine.
That's how you piss off the editor. Anyway, sorry. Please continue.
We have not found... Well, we found... Oh, yeah. You were here old to die. What happened?
I'm thinking. Tell Cody what happened.
So in the other room, we found a giant room that had half beds, and then the other half was just like a bar area or whatever. We found a lamp with continual flame and a dagger that he conveniently kind of brushed over. So we took it just in case.
Well, do you want me to spend 10 minutes and 6 seconds to tell you if you should have brushed it over or not?
I suppose you could now that you're back if you want to.
And I found a very ancient flask that seems to have frozen whiskey inside of it.
Now it's a party.
You mean in a couple hours when it's been melted sufficiently?
I have spells, motherfucker.
Why don't you let one of us hold on to it and the body heat will thaw it?
Yeah.
That's true. It's true. I probably don't have body
heat. It's putting an ice pack on, a really cold ice pack on you for a long time.
It won't bother me, though.
Kellen slides it directly on his nuts. Well, that's true. You have boots of the Winterlands, don't you? She takes it and slides it right down her shirt. Doesn't even bother her.
Yeah, I'll toss you the whiskey.
Okay. So I'm curious. Unknown substance. Walking through this place, as an archaeologist, what kind of stuff am I seeing that's just oh my God, I can't believe I'm actually seeing this?
Sure. Go ahead and roll a history check with advantage.
25.
Okay. There's a bit of a weird disparity between some things that are preserved and some things that aren't. But generally speaking, everything looks quite well preserved. You have to assume that's a combination of the cold and of the fact that the doors have been sealed off from outside air circulation. So fairly tomb-ish. But, obviously living creatures is a surprise.
Yeah, see, that was going to be my next question was, how long do centaurs normally live?
Not that long. Not as long as elves.
Uh-huh.
I'd have to look up the exact number, but I know it's less than elves.
That's what I thought. I didn't think that they were extremely long.
Well, yeah. I mean, so that we found living creatures in here. I can't imagine that they've been here as long as whenever the invasion was.
Well, the satyr that we found and I talked to was... He was nuts. He was like he'd been locked in here this whole time. When the gate that we opened was sealed, he's been stuck here since then.
Theoretically.
A couple other things. The fireplace that has continual flame in it.
Mm-hmm.
There are still like ashes in there from remnants of real fires.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not really a good reason to cast continual flame in a fireplace because the fireplace is specifically for heat and for cooking and stuff like that. If you just wanted light, you could cast continual flame on anything. So you don't have a way to know for sure, but your guess is that it was cast probably after all the fighting happened.
Really?
Centaurs mature in age about the same as humans.
There you go.
I mean, they are half human, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Inari is going to just kind of keep an eye out for stuff that just...
is odd.
Yeah, stuff that just tweaks her head the wrong way.
Would those tables, like the design on the tables that we found, is that maybe, would that have dinged anything for her?
No, they look like very typical elvish patterns.
Okay.
Under one of the mattresses, Rook finds a set of gambling dice.
Cool.
Carved out of stone, like marble, actually.
Interesting.
Can I identify the dagger?
You identify it as a dagger.
Oh, I thought they said it was magical.
No, Troy was sure that it was magical.
I was just grasping for straws here, guys. Come on.
Hey, right. Hey.
This is a true-seeking dagger. It will always hit your target.
Make a deception check.
Nope, I just instantly throw it at Kellen. It works.
I rolled a nat 20, so.
All right, well, let's go to the next room.
Question is, do you actually spend 10 minutes to ritually cast Identify, or do you just hand it back all glibly?
Well, I assume Kellen wasn't out of the room when I realized nobody actually cast detect magic on it.
All right. Well, back out in the hall, going down a little bit, there's a double door, and inside you find the oh-so sexy room of lavatories. There's just like a dozen stalls all along one wall.
I'm checking the tanks in the toilet.
I'm seeing something else that say centaurs live between 3 and 500.
Is there indoor plumbing?
Where does the poop go?
Down some sort of stone shaft. There's one metal bowl sitting on a table that looks like it was probably for washing your hands.
I wonder who's small enough to go down a shit shaft.
You want to be polymorphed?
There's some ice in here. The room is otherwise pretty unremarkable.
Okay. Theoretically, it could connect to other poop shafts elsewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
We must explore the massive network of poop shafts.
We all suddenly shrink and climb down in there.
Nope, Davis. Just Craig, and we go on.
The answer to the mystery is shit.
Craig's going to run down another tunnel for the rest of this episode.
A poop tunnel.
And then he'll get halfway there and run back. Okay.
Theoretically, though, we could access the other levels through this. No one's pooped in these, and do they look used?
There's been centaurs pooping in there for...
Centaurs shit in the woods.
I don't see any woods.
They do not appear to have been recently used.
Then there you go. They're 800-year-old shitholes.
I'm sure they're frozen.
Right. Yeah. Not frozen shut.
You never know.
It's true.
Frozen shit.
I drop a small pebble or piece of detritus laying around down.
I mean, you hear it clatter down, but you don't know how far it goes exactly.
Well, no, but you could do a theoretical test.
I mean, it's dark. It's quite possible that it makes a turn, or who knows what.
One of your continual flames, and we'll fish down with a rope.
I've got 200 feet of rope.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh my God. Let's go down the fucking hall.
Will a lamp of continual flame fit down one of these shafts?
I mean...
Yes.
I'm doing it.
Are you dropping one down, or are you lowering?
I'm lowering one down with
on
my
a lamp.
I'm gonna, yeah, I'm gonna or tie my multiple rope. Lengths of rope together as long as I need to.
Okay.
This is the essence of D&D, Jeff.
It's not.
Wrong. We're plumbing the depths. Of Neverland.
Well played.
Thanks. He doesn't give me my mystery key chance. I'm gonna find a way down there somehow.
You lower the lamp down about 30 feet before it rests against what looks to be a curve that goes off in a different, like a 90 degree angle.
Oh, okay. Well, there we go. I'll pull it back out.
Okay.
That's fine. I've done enough shenanigans for now. Let's continue. I'm just saying, is it or is it not a possibility?
It is a possibility. I will give you that.
Okay. Then let's keep that in mind.
Can you cast polymorph 4 times?
Cast it twice.
Uh-huh. You guys go ahead.
Will Cody fit in one of these shafts?
Probably with acrobatics checks. But just because Kellen can fit now coast. Doesn't mean they'll fit through everything.
Come to the coast, have a few drinks, it'll be just fine.
Right. I'd like to confirm that at the juncture that we're at, that if we go north or south, it will just take us back to the hallways we've been to before.
Okay. You walk up and down a little bit, and yes, confirm that to be the case.
Okay.
Nice.
We should continue east then.
Do we hear the clattering of skeletons at all?
Make a perception check. You're not the quietest bunch yourself.
We're 25. Followed.
You think you do hear, like, just occasional creaking down the hallway to the east. It's not super nearby.
Okay. We'll keep heading that way then. Or I will.
Okay.
I'm assuming everybody's going.
From that intersection,
yep.
You make it down another 30, 40 feet. And then there's a door on the north side and a door to the south.
Well, according to Cody, weigh the penis, go left, north.
Yep. You always go left.
That's actually my flaw. That was in Archaeologist.
Oh, yeah?
Where is it? Let me...
Is your flaw that you always go the wrong way?
No.
Well, that's a dramatic view.
So, Rook, as you swing this door open, you see that the center of the room is covered in what looks like a pile of ice, like large blocks of ice, all just chunked together. And it's probably a good 20-foot high pile of ice that's just been all...
If I were a wizard, I would cast Fireball.
Dancing lights?
Like, find the fucking lights.
You're the one who gave us a dark and scary hallway or room. I'm now going to illuminate.
You're not wrong. You're just annoying.
Dude, we have continual flame lanterns.
No, then he
and I have just, mage hand.
Then he yes, do that. Then he has to do 5 points.
Cody, I feel like that is your life tagline. Not wrong, just annoying.
No, 100%. That's like, yeah. If I still had a MySpace, that would be like the subtitle of my MySpace.
You're casting dancing lights then?
Yes.
Where are you putting them?
I'll fan them out so it's like one at the western wall, if I can see it, one at the eastern wall, 2 in the middle, and then just kind of run them flank up and down. Yeah-ish. Just something to kind of broadly illuminate the whole space. And then I'm going to move them around.
Well, they don't have a whole lot of light to shed, so.
Right, well, that's just I'm going to keep like dancing them, hence the name.
I'll step in 10 feet.
Okay.
Hopefully something will
another be 5 feet.
The attention.
Okay. How close are people falling behind?
I'm going with.
Okay. So Inara comes up into the room.
So like all that we're seeing is just ice piled upon each other. Not to me, it looks like it's like
it looks like collapsed room. Yeah.
Pretty much this whole room is covered in ice. Even apart from where the it's all stacked up. There's a couple beds up in the far corner to the left that are also like actually covered in ice to a degree that you didn't see in the other rooms. Like the other ones had like frost on it, and this has actually had ice that come up over top of it.
Okay.
There's also a table up towards the top left of the room that is toppled over with a couple chairs, and ice is also like for lack of a better word, glued these to the floor.
Can I send
the
date? Oh, go ahead.
As Rook steps a little further into the room and his metallic footsteps sort of crack on the ice, the clump of ice blocks in the middle of the room moves.
Of course
it and does. Then like with several of them like toppling aside and tumbling down, a large creature that also seems to be made of ice sort of emerges from it, and roll some initiative.
Our title track, They Left Me In Here, was composed by Daniel Rann as part of the Beyond Skyrim Bruma original soundtrack and is being utilized under Creative Commons 4 Attribution Sharealike license. Enjoy what you heard? Check us out online at RancorsBrothel.com and the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this show with your friends. Want to chat? Follow us on Twitter at Rancors_Brothel or by emailing therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. To interact with other fans, check out the Fans of the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.